Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marlon Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to home to get Hitchcock. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Hooper moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsburg moves to third. Groth moves to second. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Groth scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty is hit by the pitch. Berry moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zerniel chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Joost. Berry scores. Stewart scores. Pretty goes all the way around to score. Hatfield moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Vallow moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Kukab is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kukab strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart bunts towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kell covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive to right field. Vallo throws towards Cal. Cal fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cal. Mullen moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kukab covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Philly reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Philly moves to third. It's 12-1, Tigers. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Groth steals second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Hal Bevan now playing third base. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Barry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kell catches it and throws to first to double up Groth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of words. Valo reaches second base with a double. Zerniel moves to third. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zerniel scores. Valo moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-2, Tigers. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.